You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Hello, America, and happy Sunday. Great to be with you. We got a Sunday brunch edition. We're doing something special. Today, we're going to adapt one of my TV specials from last week. I was up in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, the home of one of the most influential counties in America when it comes to presidential elections. As Bucks County goes, often the country goes. It's outside of Philadelphia. A lot of discontent in that county over Joe Biden and his policies and the Democratic leftward drift in this country. I spent a whole day up there. We have a great special. We did election integrity conversations with everyday Americans. We did a boot camp for boomers with our friends at AMAC, training them how they can get more engaged in politics. We talked about border security. We talked about education reform. We put it all together in a one-hour special. I hope you'll enjoy it. My time in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Enjoy this conversation. I really did. Rebecca Weber, the CEO of AMAC, joins me as a co-host. A lot of insightful conversations, including with Hogan Gidley, the former White House Deputy Press Secretary, one of the most articulate conservatives in America. Andy Mangione, the field general for all that AMAC Action does to activate people in the field, seniors, to get in touch with their members of Congress, their legislatures, their city councils. Andy doing some of the most innovative work and scoring big victories, one of them in Oklahoma last week. He'll tell you about that as well. And then Ambassador Carla Sand. She was President Trump's ambassador to Denmark. She is one of the most articulate conservatives in America and also an eighth generation Pennsylvanian. She understands the Keystone State better. She's going to describe why Pennsylvania is in play for Donald Trump, why he's up in the polls, why Joe Biden and his Democratic coalition in Pennsylvania are in trouble. That's this day's special, Sunday special conversation, boot camp for boomers from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be back after the commercial break to kick off that conversation. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good evening, America. Welcome to this Wednesday special report. Real America's Voice, just a new special report. We're in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, one of the counties that is the most influential in choosing presidents for the last few centuries in America. Today, there was an extraordinary event here brought to you by the great folks at Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. They did a boot camp for Booners. Patriots from all over Pennsylvania came here. They learned how they can play a role in the next 5 months in determining the history that this election will certainly bring on November 5th, 2024. It was an amazing event. Lots of great questions, robust debate. We talked about the border. We talked about election integrity. We talked about parents' rights. We heard an extraordinary story of a parent whose child literally was stolen from under her and put through a social transition without parents being able to have that opportunity. We learned a lot. We also got some data, and every person left today with a plan, a mission, a calling to go out and make a difference in the November election. It was an extraordinary day. Tonight, I'm very lucky to have joining me as my co-host, Rebecca Weber, the CEO of AMAC, our good friend, our great partner. Rebecca, this was an extraordinary day. I mean, I've been a political reporter 40 years. Watching this unfold has been amazing. You started something very special in this country.
Yes, thank you, John. I was really amazed by the crowd and the people and the passion that the American people really have in their heart, because they understand that if something doesn't happen this go around, that we'll lose America. We can't let that happen. January Little John was absolutely terrific. She's very brave. This is a woman who's really gone through it herself. And I think we need to hear the real life stories to understand how impactful, these things are. But also, if we don't do anything, what might happen? And we all need to be standing up for our children in the future, future of our country. AMAC members, John, they came to us and said, these are the issues that we care about. We want you fighting for parental rights. They're concerned about their grandkids and their children. They're very worried about the wide open border and what that might bring. So we've got to make sure that we are coming up with solutions, understand the facts, and then sharing that information with the community so that people can be well-informed and educated when they go to vote.
I love it. We've got a great show, folks, today. Hogan Gidley, former Deputy Press Secretary for President Trump, he's going to be here. We're going to talk a little bit about election integrity. He's running the America First Policy Institute's election security experts. He's going to bring us up to speed on that. Ambassador Carla Sands, President Trump's ambassador to Denmark, lifelong Pennsylvania resident, former U.S. Senate candidate. Her family's been here for 8 generations. She knows Pennsylvania better than that. We're going to have that. And then Andy Mangione, the executive vice president at AMAC Action, the grassroots army, 2 million strong. I love that number every time I say that. It really is an army. We're going to cover a lot of issues today. But Rebecca, I want to start off with this idea, this kernel that you had of creating boot camps, taking senior citizens, and you don't have to be a senior to be here. I'm not. I'm here. But creating an opportunity for people to learn that they can get in the game. There's ways to do it, ways to win.
It's really got me very, very bothered what they're doing to our kids. I'm a grandmother. I started young. I like for people to say you are.
You are? No way.
But I have two beautiful granddaughters, 5 years old and 2 years old. And just to imagine that when my granddaughter would go to kindergarten, that she would be shown this gender unicorn, right? I thought, this is crazy. We polled our members. We take our marching orders from our members. When that came up, like their number, I think border wall was number one, election integrity was two, parental rights was number three. I said, all right, well, our members are behind this. They must be feeling the way that I'm feeling. So in that telephone call that I had, Brittany said, we can do this. We can let me think. She said, let me think. And that's exactly what she did. She got together with a group of people who came up with this incredible slogan, Boot Camp for Boomers. And we had our very first boot camp in the Villages, Florida. This is the second, John. We're going to be doing this, though. We're not going to stop in 2024. This is something that we need to do into the future, because you realize how quickly things can turn, how different America looks today over, say, 5 years ago.
You can't win a football game if you're sitting on the sidelines. You can't win an election if you're not out whipping up the vote. And one of the big messages today, and the real change, a sea change for conservatives, is there is a determination now to get in on the early voting game and to master it and to beat the Democrats and the liberals who had a 4-year advantage on this. You're part of a very important coalition. In fact, founding member of the AFW, the America First Works Coalition. Tell us a little bit about how this early voting is starting to unfold. It's very exciting.
It really is. Well, people need to be unafraid to vote early. And see, my mother, she's a great example of somebody who votes early, but what she does is very smart. She checks online to make sure that her ballot was received and that her vote was cast. So that's what we want to encourage people, but you never know what could happen on election day. I mean, for example, you could come down with the flu and not make it there to vote. So early voting, I think, is very, very important. And our get out the vote efforts will continue right through November. Very excited for that. But you know what's crazy to me, John?
What's that?
I say, we look at Joe Biden. He's got maybe an event similar to something that we did earlier today. And he seems like he's got 8 or 10 or 12 people in the room. I mean, is it just me? And I say to him, he walks through these convenience stores. There's no one. People are moving away from him. I say to myself, how is it? Now, I've got eyes that see, right? And I have, I think, some basic common sense. I say, how is it that he could even be close? But let me tell you, folks, the left has got a lot of sneaky tricks that they, you know, they're doing things and finding ways to do things and to get away with it. We saw what happened during the pandemic. So why it is so critical that everyone mobilizes and gets involved.
During the election integrity panel, I think it was maybe Heather Honey, someone said something really brilliant, which is what the Democrats lack in good candidates and good policies, they make up with machinery. They've built a machinery that even if they have a bad candidate who has to campaign from the basement because he's a garbled mess, they can still potentially win by tapping into that machinery. I think the opportunity right now is, for the first time, conservatives have decided we're going to build the same machinery. We're going to outdo it. I had President Trump on my show maybe a few months ago. He said, I'm going to be the harvester in chief. I'm ready to go. Let's do it. I don't like early voting, but I'm not going to unilaterally disarm anymore. And I think that the opportunity in the next 6 months is to watch this army be built, watch people go. And I learned something valuable. I went out in the field a lot in the last couple of months. And people were telling me, listen, I like election day voting, but you know what? I have to work two jobs in the Biden economy. I might not be able to get off on election day. So early voting could be good for me. I'm homeschooling my children because I dare not teach them, trust them to the comfort of the teachers unions and these woke educators. There are a lot of people who want to vote because of life circumstances. Now they can't maybe get out on election day. You, all of you out here today who are building this army, you're giving them an opportunity to have a voice to get in the game and to vote. It's something I didn't appreciate until I started getting out and talking to people. Why didn't you vote on election day? Aren't you mad? And they're like, I can't. I got two jobs. I run a small business. I start at 6. I close at 8. I can't get out to vote. This is an opportunity to get those people who support our policies but haven't gotten in the game. And I think that's going to be very exciting.
Really will be. We couldn't have two more different candidates running for president than we do in Joe Biden and Donald J. Trump. So it's very clear. It should be very simple. Now, here's what the left is going to do. They're going to use the abortion issue to try to scare everyone into voting for Joe Biden. Kamala Harris is basically posting on social media almost every day that Donald J. Trump wants to, how dare he, end abortion. And that we know that that's not true.
Right.
We know that the decision goes to the states, that the state has a, we the people can vote in our states to decide how those laws look. Folks, I'm going to take some advice from Kellyanne Conway, who said, finish your sentences, speak incomplete sentences. And I took that to mean when somebody talks about the abortion issue, talk about how extreme the left is. They're so extreme that they want abortion right up until the 9th month. And we know that over 70% of Americans are for limited, you know, restrictions. They don't want abortion right up until due date. I mean, for goodness sakes, we got to talk about those extreme measures that the Biden presidency has implemented, including this gender identity. He's doing that to win a block of people. So there are a few people at the very high top that have a lot of power and control. We the people are going to take it back. I'm an optimist, so I can't think any differently, John. We're going to take it back.
It's really what our founding fathers intended. When Washington got astray, they felt that the masses of people would be able to pull it back, the gravity of our constitutional republic. And I think this is the election we can prove our founding fathers right once again. There's a moment in today's event, and I know it's sometimes cliche. People say, oh, of course, I can make a difference, but can I really make a difference against all this insanity and chaos? In January, Little John walks onto the stage, and she's a single, you know, one parent. She has a daughter who's really hijacked by the education system. She steps into the void, an army of one, or two, her husband and her, and she fights the school system. She saves her children from a child from this extraordinary abusive regimen that they were putting her through. That should be a lesson. There are January Little Johns at every table here today, in every living room in America. I think having her here today was so inspirational for me. One person, one issue got in the game and made a difference. I think that's what you're trying to do here, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, she was incredibly well-spoken and just a great speaker. Here's the thing. If she can do it, okay, and now she's helping countless other numbers of families that are dealing with the same thing. If she can do it, so can you. Each and every one of us has a God-given gift. And I think this is the time when we need to really do good for the country, do good for our neighbor. John, I can't say it. You know, somebody asked in the crowd, what if Donald J. Trump is not reelected?
Yeah.
We don't want to answer that question.
That's a question we don't want to ask on November 6th. That's right. And I think what we learned today is that there's so much potential to turn the tide on this. And now the polls are up now, but being popular in the polls and getting people to vote for you is a different game, particularly in modern society. There are a lot of tactics that you guys trained here today and a lot of data. When we got to the data session, you hear about all of these gun owners who are registered voters that didn't vote in 2020. Had they voted, Pennsylvania would have flipped. Wisconsin would have flipped. Arizona would have flipped. Same thing with evangelicals. The margins of victory are sitting right at our fingertips, aren't they?
They sure are. And I tell you, a lot of it is going to be between the older folks, seniors, as well as the young people. So something real exciting that we're doing is we're getting together with Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk's group.
How cool is that?
In June, we're going to be at the People's Conference. And I'm telling you, boomers and the younger generation, there's a lot of good people. If we can come together and increase the numbers in both of those demographics, then we'll hit a home run.
The wisdom of age and the energy of youth together and this incredible moment in American history. I can't wait to see that. Looking forward to being there. We got about a minute left, and I'm a very proud AMAC card-carrying member. And last night, I whipped it out when I got to the hotel. I want to make sure I got my discount, of course, right? You got to do that. But there are so many other things that AMAC does. I'm a better journalist now. I say this legitimately. I'm a better journalist because I check the AMAC site. I listen to your podcast. I see the action alerts that Andy Mangione does. Got about a minute left. If someone's not in AMAC yet, this is their moment to join 2 million strong. I want to see it 3 million strong by November. What's the best way to do that? What do we get when you join?
Excellent. Well, let me tell you what you get. And first of all, to get a great discount, go to amac.us/justnews, and you'll get a real steep discount there. But here's what you're going to get. First of all, advocacy. Members care about advocacy. And we're going to give you a vehicle and a way to get involved. If you don't want to leave the home, you can still be an advocate. You can do it right from your computer. So there's so many different ways to get involved. But we are the true David versus Goliath story, John.
It's true.
AARP, I don't like to mention their name, but they are a Goliath out there with over 30 million members. We're over 2 million members strong. They have a huge lobbying arm. They supported the Inflation Reduction Act, which we know did nothing to reduce inflation.
That's right.
They supported Medicare for All. They're doing very little, in my view, on the Social Security front, even though they say they are. So here's the thing. We're working on those issues, but we're offering benefits that match or exceed the same kinds of benefits that you get with the other organization. Of course, the magazine in your mailbox and great news on AMAC.us. There's so many reasons to join.
And one of the best podcasts in America. I love your podcast. I love being
Thank
a guest.
You, John.
You just nail it. All right, folks, if you're sitting at home, do me a favor. Go to AMAC.us/justnews. Go join, take, be a card-carrying member like me. You're going to get all the benefits. You're going to be in a community. You're not joining a service. You're joining a community of patriots, and that's what I've learned being an AMAC member. All right, we're going to be back with a lot of great interviews. Up next, Hogan Gidley, one of my favorite, most colorful interviews. He's going to talk us through election integrity right after these messages.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back, America. We are in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. This is a special news report. My co-host tonight is Rebecca Weber, the CEO of AMAC. We've just finished a boot camp for boomers in the great state of Pennsylvania, one of the most influential counties. One of the big moments in the training today was a discussion about election integrity. It's on everybody's mind. You take a poll, it's 100 of 100 people are concerned about it. One of the panelists who had us laughing, crying, thinking seriously, former White House Deputy Press Secretary, my good friend, Hogan Gidley. Hogan, great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Amazing crowd. People are so engaged, and it's encouraging for someone like me who's in these fights, someone like you who reports on these things every single day, for people like this to show up on, what's today?
Wednesday.
Can
you believe it?
To show up mid-morning on a Wednesday, early morning on a Wednesday, and have these conversations, that really is encouraging.
This is the patriotism that our country was founded on, and it's still alive 247 years later. There are a lot of great discussions during that panel. I think one of the ones that people are really learning about, AMAC's at the forefront of fighting this, this ranked choice voting. Why are Democrats throwing this into the wrenches, particularly in red states? Tell us why it's such a disaster.
Well, it's a cumbersome, clunky, confusing way of casting a ballot. And a lot of times the person who gets the most votes is the person who's not declared the winner. So just on its face, it's really odd and confusing. But there are states that have tried it, right? These states are kind of petri dishes for federal governments, et cetera. And so places like, I think, Maine and Alaska have tried it. They're trying to repeal it after just one cycle because they know how confusing it is and how it really hasn't worked. It's tough to count the votes anyway. Now you're having them count round after round after round, because what you do as a voter is you rank who you want to be the office holder, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, however many are on a ballot. And then they kind of keep counting and recounting and recounting until someone gets more than 50%. It is something that I'm sure works at your local Moose Club banquet, whatever. But for elections, it's just not possible. It's not going to work.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Had to put that mic on. I'm glad you said that it was Wednesday. I thought it was Tuesday all day. So you cleared that up for me. I learned something.
It identifies as Friday.
There you go.
You don't have to worry about it.
So, you know, more and more Americans are very, very concerned that this election, this presidential election of 2024, will be free and fair. I recently read that over 60,000 people from the Middle East, people of special interest, have come into America since 2017 illegally. Americans are concerned. They want to see proof of voter ID. Do you think that if we win this election in 2024, that we can change the laws here to ensure that we never find ourselves in this position again?
We ought to be able to do that, because so many people in this country want it. I mean, 85% of the people polled say they want photo identification to vote. Now, proving you are who you say you are when you cast a ballot seems like a pretty simple thing for us to acknowledge. And it's a pretty strong safeguard in protecting legal votes and legal voters. But when you have millions of people coming into this country illegally, and the mechanisms by which they receive photo identifications, but aren't necessarily registered to vote, but yet they can show a photo ID to be able to vote. And then you see stories coming out where they're getting pamphlets and flyers on the Mexican side of the border saying, when you get there, vote for Joe Biden. Fascinating, because I was told they aren't voting in our elections. Then why are they being given all these flyers telling them who to vote for? It's a real problem, and I don't mean to be silly or flip about it, but if we're just going to mail out ballots to everyone, regardless of whether they're a citizen or not, why stop with mailing just inside our borders? Why don't we just mail some ballots to France or Iran, for that matter, and let them have a say-so as far as who our elected officials are? Because it should be the rule and the law that only American citizens get to vote in American elections. And the mere thought that an entire political party seems to be okay with people who have no skin in the game whatsoever voting in our elections, it's baffling. And it's angering to so many out there, but it's also dangerous. And so I think bringing that to the fore, making people recognize that's what the left is trying to do, there's a big backlash coming on things like this, because a lot of what we were telling them and warning them of is John's incredible reporting on this type of stuff. People say that's not really happening. Now they're starting to see it. And not just that, they're feeling the effects of all of Joe Biden's bad policies. But in particular with voting, they're starting to say, wait a minute, this is a bridge too far, and we can't allow this to happen.
Yeah, in fact, some of the biggest election reversals have been in blue cities. Connecticut, Bridgeport, Connecticut had to do a do-over because there was such massive cheating in the recent election.
That was a Democrat versus a Democrat.
It was.
Had it been two Republicans, they said, no, it's fine. The election was fine. Yeah. But because it was two Democrats, they actually flipped the election.
That's a really great point. I want to talk about this, the thing that I sense the greatest change in the room from maybe being in Pennsylvania 4 years ago. People realize they've got to do early voting. The rules are there. Democrats are going to do it. We can't unilaterally disarm. There is some amazing stuff that AFPI and AFW, America First Works, is doing to mobilize, I think, the largest get out the vote operation since Ronald Reagan. Tell us a little bit about how conservatives win with early voting.
Sure. There was just a primary last night in Pennsylvania, and I think 51% of Biden's votes were received on election day. 49% were received via mail. On the Republican side, Donald Trump only got 13% via mail. Okay. It is important because as you get closer to election day, and I know a lot of folks here really were saying we need to same day elections, a national holiday. You should be able to vote on time on that day and no other time. I understand that, but that's not the rules as they exist right now. And if you wait till election day, it's raining, it's snowing, your kid's sick, you're sick, the car, you don't, the printers are all messed up conveniently in certain areas, but that's another story. You need to get out there and utilize the methods of voting that are going to allow us to really see an increase in our numbers and bank some votes so we know where we are in this election. And they can't, it really does help prevent a lot of the election day shenanigans that go on that we see so many times.
Good point.
For people who feel disenfranchised, people who feel, my vote may not matter, I'm not going to bother. And I've heard people say this. What message might you want to share? How close can some elections really be?
Yeah, I guess I would say the solution to your anger, to your concern, is not sitting it out. It's getting more involved. It's getting other people involved. It's engaging like we haven't engaged before. And you see this with the left. They never stop. They're always mobilizing, always moving forward. We kind of wait it out until election cycles roll around. We have to not just educate people and explain the significant victories in the policies that really improve the lives of all Americans, regardless of race, religion, color, or creed. We have to encourage them to get involved. And I said a stat earlier today. I mean, our churches, I think, are key in this. 30 to 40 million evangelicals don't vote every cycle. That's inexcusable to be that involved and then not be registered to vote. I think a majority of evangelicals in Pennsylvania aren't even registered to vote. So making sure you understand what's at stake is important. And the people in this room today are so focused on how they can help, becoming poll watchers, becoming poll workers. And I said, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. You got to be in the room seeing this stuff happen in real time to flag it. And if you can prevent a bad vote from being counted, that's the ball game. Because once it goes through a machine, it's over. And so if we have people in the room who are trained up and know what to look for, specifics on who they contact, how they stop something from happening, we're going to be in a whole lot better shape now than we were in 2020.
That's a great point. When I did some of the reporting on how the Democrats built the 2020 machine, George Soros told his charges once, elections used to be won from Labor Day to Election Day. I want to win them in the 18 months before. They laid the groundwork 18, 20 months in advance. That's for the first time. I didn't see this in the Republican Party in 2022. You're seeing it now in 2024. It's really ramping up in big ways.
It is. And I'm not trying to blow smoke here. Okay. I'm not trying to look for cheap applause. But every time you're on television, every time I listen to you, I'm smarter. I listen to you and I'm just enamored because his reporting is unassailable. He comes with receipts. And that matters. And so when you hear all this fraudulent reporting and people ignoring the things that people care about, just flip over to him. He knows what he's talking about.
Thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you, Hogan. I want to talk a little bit about the surveillance system that has to be in place. There's all these mail-in ballots going out. You had a rule, if you see something, say something. There's going to be one of the largest armies of people ever out about observing through this early voting process. That's going to be a big deterrent, isn't it?
No question. And if you notice, the left wants to kind of prevent all of these mechanisms for monitoring to come into place. And you wonder why. I kind of have to scratch my chin and go, I wonder why. But the fact is, places like Wisconsin now have ballot or mass mail-in, for example, and drop boxes. Those drop boxes are going to be monitored now. I think it's back in front of the Supreme Court again, but still, it's an issue where why would you not monitor or have cameras or people from both sides watching what happens in these drop boxes? This is the type of thing we have to understand really will determine the outcome of the election is the involvement. And so when you have people at the local level, because that's where these things are won and lost, it's about the blocking and tackling. So many things happen to winning and losing an election. I mean, not just the candidate, the media cycles, the money, but it's also the people on the ground who put in the work. I call it the non-sexy part of politics. You're not in front of the camera, you're behind it. That's how you win. And beginning to build out armies across the country who know what to do and know how to do it really is going to be the key.
It sure is. And what you're doing at AFPI and AFW, Hogan, is groundbreaking. I've been watching it, chronicling it. It's going to be a game changer this election. Thanks for joining us for the event. Thanks for joining us on the show. It's
anytime.
Great to have you here.
Thanks so much. God bless everybody. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, America. We're in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. The energy in the room off the chart. It's really just amazing. We just finished a boot camp for boomers. Compliments of my good friends at AMAC, the Association for Mature American Citizens. We're putting Pennsylvania back in play. All right, Joe Biden got it in 2020. 2024, Republicans are determined to get it. Our next guest, an eighth-generation Pennsylvania family member, Ambassador Carla Sands, joining us right now. Madam Ambassador, great to have you here.
It's great to be with you, John. Thank you for coming, both of you, and for doing this in beautiful Bucks County, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful parts of our beautiful Commonwealth.
It is. I was struck by it as I was driving in last night. The energy in the room, you know the state inside out. You've built businesses here. You ran for U.S. Senate here. It's shifting. You can feel the sentiments here changing. All right, they took a flyer on Joe Biden in 2020. They're not feeling good about energy, the world, all the craziness on college campuses. This is a state that's really in play, right?
It really is, John. And as a matter of fact, every state in our country is in play. And this is why the economy is really not doing well. We have record high inflation. It hasn't been this bad since I was a teenager, where the average American now, more than 50%, can't even afford to buy a home because of the bad Biden policies, the $1 trillion being added every 100 years to our budget because of the spending, and then his war on American energy.
Yeah, you know, when you understand the people of Pennsylvania very, very well, Biden's policies have been very harmful to all Americans, I think, especially to many people here in Pennsylvania. Tell us how some of these green policies and all of the money that the Biden administration is spending towards, green energy, what kind of an impact does that have?
It has a very bad effect on the cost of our energy. And when energy costs are high, everything costs more. And that's why when you go to the grocery store, they say 20% higher. It feels to me like some things are double what they were when President Trump was president.
Oh, no doubt.
But he knows how to bring the cost of things down. When I was ambassador, every year we had to do a game and say, we're going to cut 5%, 7%, 20%. He was determined that we would cut our budgets every year because he knew that we could all cut our budgets. And that's what Washington needs to do. But we need President Trump elected to get it done.
Yeah, big diet coming in for the federal government, I think, if Donald Trump is elected. Madam Ambassador, you served our country on the front lines of diplomacy. Almost every world leader I bring on the show these days says, I don't recognize this America. They're not leading. They're leading from behind. They're confusing. Allies don't feel supported. Adversaries feel emboldened. Joe Biden, normally elections don't turn on foreign policy, but I think the people feel the world is so much more unstable on his watch.
They really do, John. I mean, from the chaos at our southern border, we had the quietest border in our lifetimes when President Trump was president, but we also had no new foreign wars. And now we see chaos. The world is on fire, from the Middle East to Russia invading Ukraine. You can just go on and on. The instability of China threatening Taiwan. None of this would be happening with strong America First leadership in the White House. I like Ronald Reagan's saying of peace through strength. And that's how President Trump ran things from the White House. And that's why we have to elect him in November. But I say November, yes, but I actually mean the first day of legal voting in your state.
September 16th, right?
Well, so in Pennsylvania, it's September 16th is the first legal day. But if you'll go online, because we have people from all over the country watching your show, John, they really come to you for the truth. And so if you're watching this and you're not sure when your state allows early voting, will you go online and just look right now and put that in your calendar, in your phone, or write it on the wall and try to vote on the first day and then tell your friends and family the same thing. What just happened? I learned just a moment ago that President Trump got 13% mail-in votes. President Biden in the primary today in Pennsylvania, yesterday in Pennsylvania, President Biden got about 49% mail-in votes. That's a recipe to lose this November. And if you want to win, you have to vote early. You can't make up all those early voting days in one day.
Madam Ambassador, you came up with a good idea. On Just the News tonight, we'll put the early voting deadline for every state in America tonight.
Thank you.
That's a great idea. Thank you for reminding me of that.
The American people are, they're witnessing what Joe Biden is doing with wide open borders, and they see how he's promoting things like gender identity in the classroom. Additionally, we know that the family, the Biden family themselves, is under a lot of scrutiny. So many members, AMAC members, say they're going to do anything. They're going to go to any length to ensure that Donald J. Trump is not reelected. What do you think about that?
That Donald J. Trump is not reelected.
They will go to any length. So, you know, AMAC members are concerned. They're saying,
100%.
Are we going to see another?
So the lawfare, first of all, the lawfare that we see. President Trump is sitting in a court almost every day of the week, not able to campaign because they want to put him in prison for 700 years. And it's all performative. It's all technical. They're making up things. Basically, they're finding the crime to fit the man, just like they used to do in the old Soviet Union. And so we have to have his back. He can't be out there, so you have to be out there. But also, President Biden has actually established that every department and agency in Washington works to register people and get them out to vote. So if you have a young college student, son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter, and they get any federal assistance, they can get paid to register voters in your state, wherever you are, and they can get paid to be a poll worker or a poll watcher. Get your young conservative relatives out there, any federal assistance, they qualify. Have them sign up and have Joe Biden and his radical administration rue the day that they sicked the departments and agencies on this election, which is, I think, unconstitutional.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. And Congress has been unable to stop it. They've been trying to, but they haven't been able to do it. You're a master communicator. You did it on the world stage. You've done it on the political campaign trail. When people pull that lever or mail in their ballot or show up early on September 16th here in Pennsylvania, what's the question you think at the back of their mind they're going to ask themselves first when they choose their next president?
Are they better off today than they were 4 years ago? And I don't think anybody in our country, except maybe Joe Biden, can say yes.
Yeah. There you go.
So for people who want to get involved and they really want to participate and ensure that elections are free and fair, what resources can you point them to?
Well, I can point them to AMAC is wonderful. The AMAC members are so active. They're fantastic. And it's a huge group. But we also, at America First Policy Institute, where I'm honored to be part of, we have America First Works, where I'm a senior advisor. And AmericaFirstWorks.com, if you'll go to AmericaFirstWorks.com, you can find our Telegram channel and sign up to be part of that. You can also get on a messaging board where you message your friends and family about getting out to vote early, I hope. But you can also get weekly updates and trainings from people like Lee Zeldin and Grant Stitchfield. We love AmericaFirstWorks.com, AmericaFirstWorks. It's a tool in our toolbox But you also, if you're a person of faith and you go to church, or you're a gun owner and you go to gun shows, please register people to vote. Talk to your pastor about getting active. We have to defend our freedom of religion. Our constitutional rights are under attack, and it's up to us. It's up to us to save our country. No one else is coming. Trump's in the courtroom. We have to be his hands and feet to get this done.
Yeah, really amazing. All of us here today, I think, got that message. Really important to point out to AMAC, a founding member of the AFW experiment, bringing 52 groups together in the middle of election. I've never seen it done before as a journalist. April 3rd was an amazing event in Washington. Today's an amazing event. The wheels are in motion to have a historic election win for Republicans. You're a big part of that, and that's why you're here today. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Andy Mangione, he's the man on the front lines of the AMAC army, I call it, 2 million strong. They're going to be out in force from now until Election Day. We're going to dive into some of those opportunities right after this commercial break.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
All right, folks, welcome back, America. We are in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, the unbelievable conclusion of a Boot Camp for Boomers event today. Patriots all across Pennsylvania coming here, learning how they can make a difference in the election. Right now, we're going to turn our attention to one of my good friends. He's the field general for AMAC Action, the man who makes all of those grassroots things. AMAC Action is running up victories day in and day. I can't even keep track of them. They're happening so quickly. Andy Mangione, great to have you here. You run this incredible grassroots entity. It's just an amazing thing to see.
Well, it's a privilege. It really is. Our members do the heavy lifting. You know, we always credit our members, but we give the grace to God.
Big win in Oklahoma last night, right?
Absolutely.
Tell us about it.
Well, a state representative just emailed me to tell me that the Senate there passed a by like 37-8. I didn't commit the number to memory. I'm sorry. But it was a big win where they will ban ranked choice voting. There's no amendment to this bill. So it's going to go right to the governor's desk unless he doesn't sign it. But it's looking good.
You guys are whipping votes. You were really working the
We have over 31,000 members in the great state of Oklahoma. We activated them on this issue first in the House, and that got the ball rolling.
Amazing.
So, Andy, it's incredible what AMAC members are doing each and every day, and you're overseeing all of these great calls to action. So when people join AMAC, they can easily participate in those calls to action, but there's something bigger that you've done. You've put together this incredible delegate program, this chapter leadership program, which has really been having tremendous impact on the state level and local level. Can you share, how do people get involved? Where can they go? Sure. And talk a little bit about that program.
I'm happy to. The first thing they do is to join AMAC. I know I sound like a shameless shill, but it's please join
AMAC. Oh, you got to start there, though. You do. You have to.
But we created the delegate program in 2013 at the request of Dan Weber. He wanted AMAC members walking into local congressional district offices, first as a constituent and second as an AMAC member, to present the same issues that we work on in Washington. So we were getting them locally, and we were getting them and you know, in their office in D.C. And they have the responsibilities that they would hold meetings, talk about, of course, talk about AMAC and who we are and what we do, present the magazine, which is a tremendous asset, and it really is. And then talk about our Social Security guarantee, any specific issues, how we're a member-driven organization. And it works to the point where we have about 300 of these people running around. Our goal is to have an AMAC action delegate in all 435 offices. We have, it's hard getting people motivated to call on a Democrat office. It really is. But we're working on that, okay?
Yeah, sure.
But it's progressing. Now, the chapter program is we get together people who are like-minded, very similar to what we just did here at the boot camp, to get together to talk the issues, to get together with fellow AMAC members for some fellowship, to talk about bringing candidates, have a candidate forum, bring in their member of Congress to talk about the issues and how they kind of ping pong back to the local district. So we're constantly recruiting these advocates, and they're all volunteers. Nobody's getting paid here. And it's wonderful. And our members have really stepped up to fill out these programs. We've taken it a step further and have established statewide chapters. So we do this virtually. We have one here in Pennsylvania. Heather Honey was one of our guests to talk about the local election integrity issues going on throughout the Commonwealth. And we have about 19 formed statewide chapters right now. We are putting these things together. We're getting wonderful speakers to come in and talk, local folks. Our delegates have and our chapter leaders have really run with this. To organize the chapters, and we support them every step of the way, but they're politically connected where they bring in local politicians to talk about local issues, and it really does a nice job of generating attendance.
Oh, there's no doubt. You see it in a lot of the issues that have moved in the last year. AMAC's been at the forefront of. One of the things you worked on, the Patient Act, getting the ability for Americans to be able to shop for prices, get transparency. This is a big win. It's going to benefit generations of Americans. Tell us a little bit about the work you did there.
You know, what we did, it was an evolution. We first wanted to generate co-sponsors for this bill that would provide people, you know, with the opportunity to shop for medical services, much like you shop for a car or a major appliance. Why can't you shop for a hip replacement? These are non-emergent situations. All right, so you have time. And we wanted to generate co-sponsors for that. We generated 10 or 15 co-sponsors for that bill. And then it evolved into another bill, but we generated, we did a campaign to generate support for this bill. Now, we weren't the only ones working on this. We're in coalition with a lot of organizations that want hospital price transparency. They want transparency along the supply chains for both hospital supply chains and outpatient prescription drugs. So we work in coalition with a lot of people, but we bring the heft of 2.2 million AMAC members to rein down their opinion and their requests to compel their member of Congress to support bills like the Patient Act.
Pretty powerful.
Yes, and among election integrity being very important to AMAC members, parental rights, another area that you're focused is healthcare, and certainly pushing back against these PBMs, yep, these pharmacy benefit managers. Tell us a little bit about some wins that you've had in that area.
Well, you know, again, we work with a lot of physician groups on this to expose PBM, the anti-competitive business practices of these third-party middlemen that muck up the outpatient prescription supply chain. They drive up costs. It's been proven that the rebates that the drug companies pay have a negative effect on the list cost of prescription drugs. So we have been in this fight for 6 years, and we have been we've been working very hard right now with the Senate. The Senate has several PBM transparency bills. We work with an organization called Free to Care, which is an organization of millions of physician and patient advocates. We bring the patient advocates to the table there, and we've supported several bills, and it looks like something could get done. But the work that remains to be done is in the House, and we have to get them to adopt what the Senate is doing. But there's an appetite for this kind of reform. I've never seen it as high as it is right now.
Yeah, it's real. People, lawmakers are talking about, a lot of lawmakers have come on the show talking. This is something that's doable before the end of the election year, which is really going to be amazing. Got about a minute left, Andy, for people who are inspired here in Bucks County or anywhere in the country. How can they get involved with AMAC and help make this election a safe, secure, and successful one?
Well, here in Bucks County, we just ran a recruiting program. It was our first send. to encourage people to become election workers or poll observers. Now, full disclosure, myself, our president, Bob Carlstrom, and our operations vice president, Jennifer Bengston, we all work the polls in 2022. We have to walk the talk, okay? It is an honorable job. We need as many conservative eyes on this election as possible. And keep in mind that these positions are usually divvied up by party. If there aren't enough conservatives to take these spots, the Democrats are waiting in line, and they'll jump in, and that's not what we want.
Well, folks, if you want to join, Rebecca's done something special today. Go to amac.us/justnews. You're going to get a 4-year membership for $30. I promise you, the first time you use it at a hotel, you're going to pay for it already. It's an amazing opportunity. I want to thank you for that special offer. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back to wrap things up here in Bucks County right after these messages.
Hopefully this is the last time you'll hear this ad. Because with Chime checking account features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Welcome back, America. The conclusion of an amazing day here in beautiful Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Boot camp for boomers, the second version. AMAC has done. The first was done in Florida a couple months ago. Everyday patriots, everyday Americans learning how they can play a role in this upcoming historic election. The stakes are high. Getting in the game is the only way to make sure you win. We're going to finish up tonight with someone who was in the crowd today, was here organizing. He's a resident of Pennsylvania, Andy Meehan. Andy, this is your first boot camp, right? You weren't in Florida, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What's your first takeaway? This has been really amazing for me to see. What was it like to go through it yourself?
Well, it's great. We got involved here locally in Bucks County a few years ago after I made a run for Congress. It was a great learning experience. And, decided to, you know, to keep it going. And I started up a 501c4, and the main focus of that 501c4 is running the precinct project, the precinct strategy, as you might have seen on Steve Bannon and Dan Schultz. And great, what a learning experience. Through that learning experience, where yesterday we fielded over 150 candidates running for local Republican, Bucks County Republican committee seats. What we've learned over the last few years, John, is really, really, it's insidious. There's a lot of corruption going on. It's not the kind of corruption you see with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. It's a much more subtle form of corruption, and it's buried into the bylaws of the local county committees. So when you're buried down into this, as we did in Bucks County, you find that these bylaws, which were drafted 50 years ago, concentrate all the power at the top of the organization. The local elected committee people are not the ones making the endorsements. So when you control the endorsements in primary elections as a party, you control all the power. So these candidates that are going for elections go to the county committees, they get on bended knee, they ask for an endorsement, and now the party bosses control these people, not the voters. So we're trying to fight this here in Bucks County. We have a lawsuit that's working its way through the local courts with regard to the bylaws. Wow. and not following the state bylaws, which in Pennsylvania, the local county bylaws are supposed to be in line with the state. They're not. It's being enabled all the way up the food chain to the PA GOP. And I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a big fight in Pennsylvania between the Patriots and the Rhinos. And we outnumber them, but they hold all the levers of power. So we're trying to fight it here in Bucks County. It's really corrupt. I mean, we did a right to know of all 67 counties in Pennsylvania to grab the local committee bylaws and went through them. Bucks County is the worst of them by a long shot with the way that they're structured. 50 years they've been in place. We've only had two party leaders over the last 50 years. You can't get rid of these people, and you can't change the bylaws the way they write them. It's crazy. Yeah,
that is. So you know the people of Pennsylvania very well, specifically Bucks County. What are some of the issues that you think are going to drive people to turn out and vote for conservatives this election?
Well, the big one is we all know that we need to get President Trump elected. If President Trump is not elected this year, our fight turns from, you know, one direction to the other, because it's really going to be about self-preservation as opposed to turning the tide of what's going on here. So we're going to fight hard for President Trump. I think it's going to be important to influence the people in the middle, the independents. So we love having rallies and waving our flags and doing everything, but we don't know that we're going to convert a whole lot of the normies by doing that. So making sure that the people in the middle are going to understand the gravity and the seriousness of the criminality coming out of Washington, and making sure that that we all, you know, get our resources going and work together as a team and bring these people around, because a lot of people are walking around, they don't understand how bad it is. You know,
no, they're just trying to make ends meet. They probably get a sense of when they go to the grocery store and they see the price tag, but. What are the issues specific to Pennsylvania that President Trump resonates with? You see the rally he did here recently. He really connects with Pennsylvanians. What are those issues that are forefront in his policy that Pennsylvanians love?
Well, the number one issue is the immigration problem, and that leads to a crime problem. Philadelphia is crazy. I live right on the border of Philadelphia, and we don't want it to creep over here into Bucks County, and we're at serious risk of doing that. The murder rate is going crazy down there. They're not prosecuting people. They're letting go on the street. So I would say that the immigration issue into the crime issue, the fentanyl crisis, Philadelphia is just, I mean, you go down to Kensington, it's like a walking zombie land down there.
Yeah. If we had more and more people like you putting this much time and effort into looking out for their neighbor and stepping up and doing something, we would win this. How can average everyday people start sort of a movement in their small community such as you did?
Well, they can do what we did, which is just start it, you know, build it and they will come. That's what we did. And we put out all kinds of communications on social media and everywhere. Hey, get involved, save your republic. We'd have rallies out on the street. We'd wave up flags and we'd get people to come in. All these people that are here today are here for that reason. And we train them to run as local committee people. What does it take? How do you do it? How do you win? How do you get on the ballot? All these blocking and tackling type of things that people need to learn and grasp and engage. And we provide an outlet and a way for them to get involved. And that's what everybody needs to do. You got to step up and get involved.
You also like to have a little bit of fun. You have a band, right?
We do. We have we've got the Trump Train Band. And we do.
Yep. How about that?
And we do some great hits like China Joe and Vax Man and things like that. A lot of fun. Very serious, great band. But it helps to have fun. The Trump supporters are the funnest people around. They're the nicest people around. They try to demonize us. But we just have a good time, and we love our country. And when we got talent or energy, we let it flow. And the energy flows out to the people, and they give it back.
That's pretty exciting. Real quickly, I've got about a minute left. An event like this, how important is what AMAC did to come into this county and create a training session and send a whole bunch of people out tomorrow armed with knowledge?
Well, it's real important to me because our focus has been getting these committee people elected, but we've got such an army of people that a portion of our people I know are very, very concerned about election integrity, and having a national platform or way for us to partner with bigger groups than ourselves who are not well funded, and we're just trying to, you know, do what we can here locally, will help us get more resources and more attention and visibility and draw more people to that, so we can be kind of like a feeder organization to the mothership. And that's what you need. You need people on the ground doing it, because otherwise, you know, who's going to show up?
That's it. You can't win a football game if you're on the bench. There's no doubt about it. Rebecca, first, I want to say thank you for this incredible partnership, for inviting me here today. To all the folks in Bucks County, thank you for being so gracious. Thank you for getting in the game, caring about your country, being real patriots. You're going to go out and make a big difference in November. I feel certain of that. Folks, if you're at home and you want to get in on this, let AMAC know. If you want to make AMAC come in and have a boot camp for boomers in your community, let them know. You know Andy, you know Rebecca. They'll try to get there. I want to also say, if you haven't joined AMAC, this is your moment. A very special offer Rebecca's put out there. Go to amac.us, amac.us/justnews. You're going to get a 4-year membership for $30. That's the best deal ever. Go do that today. Get in the game. Be an AMAC warrior going into this election.